الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. And today's class is going to be a little different. I'm going to go right into the topic. The topic that I'm going to talk about mainly focus on doing right and forbidding evil. Methel, for example, we're talking about doing good and forbidding evil. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught us to do good and forbid evil before we call out for help. What does it mean by that? It was narrated that Aisha, radiallahu anha, the Prophet's wife, may peace and blessing of Allah be upon her, and she said, I heard the Messenger of Allah say, enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil before you call and you are not answered. And the lesson here, before I even get into a quick lesson, is that to encourage people to do what is right and discourage them from doing what is wrong. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught us an important lesson about doing good and forbidding evil. He said that we should do this before we call out for help. This means that instead of warning or waiting until something bad happens or someone does something wrong, it is better to take action beforehand by encouraging people to do the right thing and discourage them from doing the wrong thing. Doing this will help create a better society where everyone is looking out for each other's best interests. It also shows that we are responsible for our actions as well as those of others around us. We should not wait until it is too late to take action. Rather, strive to make sure everyone is following the right path in life. So I want to go on from there. So we see from here, forbidding doing good, we ourselves doing good and encourage others to do good, and forbidding the evil. It's a simple thing to do. We want to live in a society or societies where people do this, where they do good and forbid evil. They encourage people to do good in the society, and it discourages people from doing evil in the society. Because think, for example, and not for only for this reason, suppose people, we don't say anything and people do nothing but bad. It won't be long before they do bad against you if they haven't done it again already. And they may end up doing again and again and again because people in society do not speak up against it. They know it's wrong. They feel it's wrong, but yet they do not do anything about it or say anything about it and just say, oh, that's that person's problem, not my problem. You, inshallah, you never know. One day it may be your problem. Because that person may turn against you, or those people may turn against you, or it may be your turn to experience their evil. And speaking of evil, we're also talking about taking action against evil. This hadith, or this saying from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is about the importance of taking action to prevent and stop evil, as Allah will punish all if no one takes action. Let me read what it says. It is narrated by that Qasim ibn Abu Azim said, Abu Bakr, that's one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, stood up and praised and glorified Allah. Then he said, O people, recite this verse, and the verse is chapter number 5, verse 105. In case you have your Quran near you, that's chapter number 5, verse 105. And he said, or he read, O people, you recite this verse, O you who believe, take care of your own selves. If you follow the right guidance, no harm can come to you from those who are in error. But I heard the Messenger of Allah said, if people see some evil but do not change it, soon Allah will send his punishment upon them all. And then one narrator said, Abu Usama repeated, indeed, I heard that Messenger of Allah say that he said this. Now, the quick lesson from this is take responsibility for our actions. Take steps to prevent or stop any wrongdoing according around us. Be proactive in preventing any kind of harm or injustice done by others. Protect ourselves and others from potential harm or danger. Let me explain this a little bit, or where it is explained. This hadith emphasizes the importance of taking action against evil. It was narrated, and I said the narrator to you all. This person, an Abu Bakr, stood up, and he praised and glorified Allah. Then he said that people recite the verse of the Quran, and I read that verse to you from chapter 5, verse 105. And of course, it said, O you who believe, take care of your own selves. If you follow the right guidance, no harm can come to you from those errors of those who are in error. However, he heard the Messenger of Allah, and peace be upon him, or Prophet Muhammad, that peace be upon him, say that if people see some evil but do not change it, soon Allah will send his punishment upon them all. This hadith teaches us that we should take responsibility for our actions and take steps to prevent or stop any wrongdoings around us so as to avoid punishment from Allah. We should be proactive and preventing any kind of harm or injustice done by others, so as to prevent others and ourselves and others from potential harm. So, my beautiful students, I want you to keep all of what I just said in mind, and don't be afraid to stand up for justice, even against your own self. Even the person is rich or poor, it doesn't matter. You stand up for justice. Now I'm going to read something else, and this is speaking to the truth despite fear. Even if you're fearful, still speak the truth. One should not be afraid to speak the truth, even if it is unpopular. It was narrated from Abu Sa'id ibn Khudri that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, stood up to deliver a sermon. And one of the things he said, indeed, fear of people should not prevent a man from speaking the truth if he knows it. Then Abu Sa'id wept. And said, by Allah, I have seen things that made us scared. and we did not speak up. The quick lesson here is to speak up when you know what is true, regardless of fear. Let me give some explanation of this. This particular hadith by Abu Sayyid al-Khudri speaks about the importance of speaking the truth, even when one may be scared to do so. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was delivering a sermon and said that that fear of people should not prevent anyone from speaking up if he know what is true. After hearing this, Abu Sa'id wept and said that he had seen things in his life which made him scared, but he did not speak up about them. This hadith teaches us that we must always strive to tell the truth, no matter how difficult it may seem or how much fear we have in our hearts. We must remember that Allah knows all and will reward us for our honesty and courage in speaking out against injustice and wrongdoings. So, my beautiful students, I don't have to give a lot of more explanation to what I just read. You can listen to this again if you didn't get it the first time, and then adhere to it. Practice it and encourage others to do the same and watch your society change. It also, I want to relate to you, speaking out for the sake of Allah. This hadith emphasizes the importance of speaking out for the sake of Allah, even if it means going against what people think. What did I just say? This hadith emphasizes the importance of speaking out for the sake of Allah, even if it means going against what people think. So let me move on. What do I mean by that? It was narrated again from Abu Sa'id that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, "No one of you should belittle himself." And they said, the Sahaba said, "O Messenger of Allah, how can anyone of us belittle ourselves?" He said, If he sees something concerning which he should speak out for the sake of Allah, but does not say anything, Allah will say to him on the day of resurrection, "What prevented you from speaking concerning such and such?" He will say, "Fear of the people." And Allah will say, "Rather, you should fear me." And a very quick lesson we're talking about here, my beautiful students, is that we speak out for the sake of Allah, even if it goes against popular opinion. Have courage and faith in your convictions so you can do what is right despite opposition or fear of other people. Remember that Allah knows best, and He will reward you if you are brave enough to stand up for Him despite any fear or pressure from others. If you didn't understand that, let me explain it this way. This hadith emphasizes the importance of speaking out for the sake of Allah, even if it means going against what people think. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, is teaching us that we should not be afraid to speak up and stand up for our beliefs, no matter how unpopular they may be. We should always remember that we will ultimately answer to Allah on the day of judgment, or Yom Kiyama or Yom Deen. And he will ask us why we did not speak up when we had a chance. Therefore, it is important to have courage and faith in our convictions so that we can do what is right in spite of any opposition or fear from other people. It is also important to remember that Allah knows best, and He will reward us if we are brave enough to stand up for Him despite any fear or pressure from others. So I want to read this last one to you, and hopefully you are getting the theme of what I'm presenting in this particular class. And this should be my last one. This hadith is about the importance of protecting and helping the weak, as demonstrated by an elderly person in Abyssinia. We call it Ethiopia today. They said an elderly nun, but I'm going to move on. It was narrated that Jabir said, when the immigrants who had crossed the sea came back to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, meaning some of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, they left and they went to Abyssinia. They were being tortured and boycotted and all kind of things happened to them in Mecca. And so they went to Abyssinia because they had a just ruler there. And then they returned. And so this is what this particular hadith is talking about. So the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, he said, "Why did not you tell me of strange things that you saw in the land of Abyssinia?" Some young men among them said, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah, while we were sitting, one of the elderly nuns came past." Because Abyssinia at the time was ruled by a Christian ruler, and they had nuns there and the like. And so they mentioned, "While we were sitting, one of their elderly nuns came past carrying a vessel of water on her head. She passed by some of the youth, one of whom placed his hand between her shoulders and pushed her. She fell on her knees and her vessel broke. When she stood up, she turned to them and said, 'You will come to know, O traitors, that when Allah sets up the footstool and gathers the first and the last, and hands and feet speak of what they used to earn, you will come to know your case, and by my case in this present soon.'" The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "She spoke the truth. She spoke the truth. The truth. How can Allah purify any people of sin when they do not support their weak from their strong?" Let me give you a quick lesson from this. And it's mentioning, stand up for those who are weak and weaker than us. Protect them from harm or injustice. Support your weak from strong. Show mercy towards others. Be just with everyone regardless of their status or power. Now let me get into this a little bit. The explanation here is that this hadith speaks to the importance of protecting and helping those who are weaker than us. It tells a story of an elderly nun in Abyssinia or Ethiopia who was pushed by a young man while carrying a vessel of water on her head. Despite being wronged, she did not retaliate, but instead warned him that he will be held accountable for his actions when the Lord sets his footstool on the day of judgment. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, praised her words, emphasizing that Allah will not purify any people if they do not support their weak from their strong. This hadith teaches us to always stand up for those who are weaker than us and protect them from harm or injustice, as this is what Allah expects from us. So, my beautiful students, I beg of you. This is very simple. I gave you various examples from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, about evil, standing up for evil, and the mere fact that one day our hands and our feet, and I spoke about this before, will speak against us, what we did, what we said, what we saw, any evil that we've done. Oh, but we had to stand up and change society a little bit at a time. Start with yourself. Forbidding evil, not doing evil. Encourage others not to do evil. You don't do it, and you encourage others not to do it, and encourage others to do good. It's a simple formula. It doesn't take a whole lot of work. That does not take a whole lot of money. And those of you who are the wealthy or the powerful amongst us, you too can make a change to society. You too one day are going to face Allah. The poor and the weak amongst us, they're going to face Allah too, all of us, and account for what we've done and what we didn't do. What we did with our health and with our wealth and with our youth, we're going to be questioned about that. We have right now control over our tongue and our eyes and our hearing and our hands and our feet. We have some control over these things. But my students, please understand that it's going to be one day you will not have any control, and the one that created all of us, He's going to command your hands to speak, your eyes to speak, your ears to speak, and etc. And I went through this all with you all before. At the very least, make the niyyah to change others or change yourself. And also I read about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, long, long time ago in some of my previous episodes. Is that if you see something wrong, you change it with your hands. If you can't do so, you change it or you say something with your mouth. Or you can't do so, then you at least hate it in your heart, which is the lowest form of faith. My beautiful students, you have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.